Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Atomic Radio Hour. I'm your host, Vince, and I'm also here with...
your female woman host, Olive. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you? I always think of that picture.
I'm so tired.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
I worked today and I had a closing shift, so I like mopped the entire place, and after like a long hours of working, and I'm so beat, friend.
At your new job.
Yeah, at my new job.
How are you liking it?
I really like it. Everyone's very friendly. I've been learning a lot, and I can keep myself caffeinated, and that keeps all the bad thinkies away.
Sure.
How about you?
I'm okay. I actually lost my sweatshirt at work. My black Carhartt sweatshirt that I've had for fucking 6 years. Just gone.
Really?
Just gone.
What do you mean it's just gone?
I was using it to work and I put it aside and I go, hey, has anybody seen my sweatshirt? And they're like, no, I haven't seen it. I mean, I'm a big dude. I doubt anyone took it to wear it. It must have got thrown out, which really upsets me because I fucking loved it. I lived in that sweatshirt for years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can always find, like, a replacement sweatshirt. I know it doesn't, like, replace the sentimentality of it, but...
Did I ever tell you the story of when I was a baby and I had a Barney doll and it got lost?
Yes. You have told me about this.
Okay, so just since you already know it, I'll just tell a quick version of it. When I was, like, 2 or 3, we were still living in New York, and we went to a mall or something, and we went to go get something to eat or something, and they told my parents... I was still in a stroller... that you couldn't take the stroller into the dining area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
because capitalism.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
Probably. Fucking blame the whites for everything. But they told us we couldn't bring it in there, and I had this Barney doll, and it was my favorite toy. Like, I had it, like, I used it, like, way longer than I should have.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of those things that I just kind of kept it because it was just like a comfort thing, you know? Like,
right, yeah.
And it was just so a part of my life that I didn't think about it. Like, it was just on the bed until I was way too old to have it on the bed. But I just had it there. I didn't think of it. We go to eat, and afterwards we get in the car, and I'm like, where's my Barney? And my parents are like, what do you mean? And I cried from the second I found out it was gone all the way home. My mom made my dad drive to a Toys R Us and buy another one. My mom even washed it.
You could tell, though.
No, exactly. My mom even washed it, like, with clothing that was mine and hers and, like, everybody's clothing to kind of give it that smell. And, like, they rubbed it on the walls and shit to, like – and I was like, this isn't my Barney. I was like, this isn't it. What the fuck? Eventually, like, I just accepted it. Like, oh, this is mine now. But, like, right. I knew. Like, as a kid, I was like
– like, what's this bullshit?
What's so funny is, like – we used to call my brother when he was just born Mussolini, because he was this little Italian who would just yell when he wanted something. Like, he would just be like, I want this. And that was like my Mussolini moment was, what the fuck is this? This isn't mine. I want the
this
real
thing. Mine,
so
Barney.
I used to have the story with my parents.
Are you trying to piss down my back and tell me it's raining?
Imagine 2-year-old me saying that.
I think you would.
Dude, Peach Fuzz, just like a 2-year-old, like chubby. The arms and shit. I want my sweatshirt back, but I don't know where the hell it is. I don't know what the hell happened to it. I doubt anybody's wearing it.
You should post like little like neighborhood watch like things on like phone poles, like lost black Carhartt sweater. Pull a tab if you see it.
Like,
his name is Charisse.
Dude, I've had that thing for like 6 years. I remember buying it. It was 2016. I have a gray one now that I'm usually wearing, but like,
Whenever I visualize you, I visualize you in red Carhartt shirt, gray Carhartt sweatshirt, a hat of some kind, and different shoes for every day of the month.
But what about the jeans, homie?
Black jeans?
Fuck yeah.
The ones that are kind of all fucked up.
What do you mean all fucked up?
Not like fucked up, but like worn in. That's what
okay,
I meant.
Okay. I was going to say, what you fucking...
No. I meant worn in. I'm sorry. I'm so tired.
No. Yeah. So, whatever. You like your job so far?
I do. I'm really enjoying it.
Tight. You got any other updates you want to update us on?
No. Not really. Just I'll use this opportunity to plug.
Yes.
Come watch my streams.
Same wavelength. I was just going to do it too.
I've been streaming on Twitch. I've been streaming Minecraft, and it's been super fun. And I'm going to get back to Okami when I've worn myself out of Minecraft, which it doesn't take much.
Cool. I beat New Vegas. I did the NCR Chuck run. I finished that. I'm doing Fallout 1, but I think I fucked the game in the sense of, like, I can't do certain quests.
Did you use protection?
I tried my hardest. But, like, I can't do certain quests, and then I would go do the quest, like out of order, where I would do the quest and then come back. Like, and I would load a save where I didn't accept the quest yet, go do the quest thinking I already had it, and then do the quest, and then I couldn't, like, redeem it. So I'm at, like, level 9, and, like, I couldn't. So there's a point where, like, the brother – I'm spoiling a fucking 25-year-old game. There's your warning. I got to the point where you get the Brotherhood to go to Mariposa, but I couldn't get into the base.
Why not?
Because I didn't know what the code was, because you need a code to get in the door. But the game's so old that I couldn't see anything. And
why couldn't you just look up the code?
Because it's not like you have to put a code in. You have to find an item that gives you the code. It's like finding a holotape in the modern ones. It's like, oh, this is the code. And you don't have to look at it. You just have to – well, this one you had to look at.
Did you like look up a guide on how to find the code?
I can't find guides for anything, dude. I can't find guides that aren't text-based. And
well, just look at some text-based guides.
But when I'm in the middle of a stream,
right,
I want to just have another tab open. Hold on, let me go on YouTube or go on my phone quick and kind of just skip through. Okay, that's where it is. Good, and I'm gone. Because I don't want to read when I'm doing a stream. But I left, came back, searched the area because I could see. Because you can't see shit in Fallout 1 when it's
weathering.
When it's dark. You can't see a gosh damn thing. And looking around, find it, and then I go inside the first mutant. You spawn in front of three super mutants.
You ended up finding the code, though.
I found the code, but the Brotherhood was gone, so they weren't going to come with me inside. So I thought, what if I went back to the Brotherhood and said, hey, like, can you send more guys back? And they just don't spawn. Damn. So I'm done with Fallout 1 for now. Once again, I have played Fallout 1, and I have
Fallout
not
Fallout 1
won.
Has defeated Vince once again.
Again, this is the fourth or fifth time I've tried it, and I can't fucking beat it. Papa and I want to do a Nuzlocke of Black 2, Pokemon Black 2.
Good choice.
And it's a complete random in the sense of every time you enter an area, the Pokemon are random. Every time you fight a trainer, their Pokemon are random. But the move sets aren't. Because sometimes you can get like a Blastoise that knows Thunder, and I don't like that shit.
Yeah, screw that.
I want to know what the Pokemon's going to have, so I have a little bit of an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Not advantage, but at least I can do a little strategy is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Have
some put some good brain juice on it.
Yeah, so I want to do maybe once a week, Papa and I will do the Nuzlocke. I really, 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 really want to stream Psychonauts.
Ooh, that sounds
fun. Yeah, that's a game that you can just kind of play. Like, I don't have to get everything, but I can just play the story again just to play the story again and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to eventually do Fallout 2 and then Fallout 3. I kind of want to take a break because those old games are fucking hard. And yeah. I don't just mean hard in the sense of, like, they're hard in difficulty. They're just hard to play because they're so outdated at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sitting there, like, there's a quest where you have to kill the leader of the Blades, which is a gang. And when you kill her, like, every fucking person in the cell of, like, 20 people just comes
at you.
And then it's like, you move 9 feet And then it's like, okay, then you get a chance to move. And then you got to wait another 40 seconds. And I'm just like, this is worse than Pokemon. This is worse than turn-based Pokemon. And I love Pokemon. Don't get me wrong.
But like, I know you do.
I was just, whatever. So, stay tuned for that. Are you going to stream anything else? I want to stream Minecraft with you at some point. I like streaming a lot.
I do too.
It's lot fun. Of fun. To just play a videos, James.
Mm-hmm. I like my Monday night streams are super relaxing. Yeah. It's more of like Monday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I usually go from like 3 to 5, 3 to 6-ish. And it's been really good. It's been nice and relaxing.
I wish you would go a little later just because of our time difference. I'm usually like just getting home as you're getting off.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, I missed that.
Sorry. Watch my VODs.
I have something for you.
You have something for me?
Yeah.
Like a present?
Kind of. I want to get away from cursing on here.
I think that's a great idea.
And there's multiple reasons. One, if you have kids and you want to listen, it sucks because every other word out of my mouth is fuck. But also just because like, so I want to get away from cursing. I just think as a personal thing, I just curse too much as it is. It's not a crutch. It's not because I don't have a wide vocabulary. It's because I don't have a vast vocabulary. Sorry, let me just.
It is kind of fun though.
No, it is. It is. But I think what's even more fun is like trying to find ways around it. Like giving yourself a challenge. Well, sorry.
Like trying to like subvert the expectation.
So I'm listening to my brother and me today. And I'm going to tell you. The great artists, the good artists they copy, the great artists they steal. And
I love My Brother, My Brother.
Did you listen to the most recent episode?
The new theme song is awesome.
Oh, it slaps. It's great. But here's the thing. We curse too much.
We do.
And they have a new thing that whenever you curse, they put a quarter in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm stealing this idea. When we did the 36 questions, I stole it from Neil Brennan. I'm going to steal this from the McElroy boys. I have a list of words that I've kind of parsed out.
Of like
of words
all
that we can't
words?
Say. But okay. Here's the catch. If we say them instead of a proverbial quarter in a jar, we have to pay ourselves on PayPal.
What?
So from your personal PayPal account and my personal PayPal account, I'll be taking a note when I edit and when we sit here and record of how many times we curse. Because now I'm going to start censoring the curse words. I have to find even more noises. So every time we curse, we have to pay the account, the Atomic Radio Hour PayPal, with a denomination of money. It's not going to be a lot. It's not like every time
good,
we curse.
Because I'm kind of strung out for cash.
No, it's cool. It's not like every time you curse, you got to pay $25. It's in cents. Don't worry.
All right.
So.
Well, how much does one fuck buy me?
Okay. So here's the thing. I have a Google spreadsheet.
Are you going to show the Google spreadsheet?
I'll take a screenshot of it.
Okay.
So let me send it to you quick so you can kind of go over it with me. Because it'll be on screen.
And I can also give rebuttals on if I think you're giving something too much value.
Okay. I want you
to hear. You're talking to someone that does game balance.
But okay, sure. But I want you to hear why I chose these things. Okay?
Okay.
So I put it in. Oh, it shows up. I put it in. What do you call it? I put it in the our host lounge in our Discord.
Oh, did you put it there?
Yeah. You probably didn't get a notification because you have OBS open.
The first thing I saw.
No, hold on. Wait, before you ruin anything.
The first thing I saw.
Hold on. So it just says the following is a list of dirty words that we are no longer allowed to say on the podcast. And this doesn't mean all of the Ghoulman podcasts, just this one. Unless I talk to Papa and I talk to Marcus and you could curse on stream. I don't give a gosh damn. But each word has a denomination that we must add to the PayPal. So there is a tier for 1 cent. I don't have any 1 cent words. I kind of wanted to propose this to you. And if my mom's listening for whatever reason, I'm incredibly sorry for what you're about to hear. Now,
my mom, if you're listening, this is just how we talk. So, you know, that we're cool, bro.
But like there's words on here that aren't necessarily curse words, but they're things that should be, I think, omitted from our vocabulary. banned words. So in the 10 cent category, we have cock, pussy, ass, dick, damn, twat, and pecker.
Can I lobby for having damn be a 1 cent word? Because it's one of my favorite words.
Damn?
Yeah.
I think you have access to this. If you want to move it, I'll give you that if you want to move it.
And I also want, are we putting damn and hell in the 1 cent category?
I wasn't going to put hell in there.
If they can say it in censored anime, then it's a 1 cent word.
You want to put hell on the list? I wasn't going to put hell on the list.
What the hell?
Okay. Oh, so
actually, no, I'm not paying for hell. That's a
yeah, freebie. Exactly. And because I say gosh damn all the time. But here's the thing.
Me too.
Not until we're done with this segment of talking about this, does this rule go into effect?
Okay.
So I'm guessing on average, we're going to wind me. I'm going to wind up putting maybe $4 an episode in the jar.
That's like a lot of money.
Yeah, but I'm looking at this is how I look at it. I'm paying myself.
Let's keep looking at
so it. In the 1 cent now we have damn, which is fine. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Now in the 25 cent words we have bitch, bastard.
These are the fun ones.
We have bitch, bastard, asshole, dumbass, jackass, cops, police, pig in reference to police, dickhead, chicken shit, goddamn, peckerhead, and Myron pronounced Mirnon.
Okay. is bastard a bad word?
Yes.
I didn't know that bastard was a bad word.
I mean, it is and it isn't. Like, it's considered a bad word, but, like, it's not. Like, I think you can't say it on Nickelodeon.
I think jackass should be omitted.
You think jackass?
That's not a bad word.
But it has ass in it. And
a lot of things have ass in it.
My understanding of ass was going to be that it's a 10 cent word. So if it's a conjoined word like asshole or jackass or dumbass, it gets thrown. Let me add dumbass. It gets added to the 25.
Dumbass cent. Is already here. Dumbass.
Is it? Thanks. Sorry. I'm looking at it. it gets added to the 25 cent. If you want to make a category for 15 cent words, we can throw jackass, dumbass, asshole, all that into it, whatever.
I honestly think the denomination should be lower.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking like 1 cent, 5 cent, and then like the max is like 25 cents.
All right, so what do you want to change?
I would like to see...
I'm sorry to do this, but before we go into the change, can I go into the 25 cent words?
Yeah, let's check out the 25 cent words. Then I want to talk about changing the denominations and kind of getting a little bit more of an even spread, you know?
Okay, so there's also
like
words...
Like cream cheese on a bagel, an even spread.
There's also words that will be omitted that we didn't really touch on.
Mm-hmm. Like fuck 12.
Exactly. So let's go through the 25, and then I have one word in the $1 category.
And you, if you dare utter that word.
I mean, for this, I have to. For the 25.
Like, man, I really have to shoot heroin.
So the 25 cent words, and I thought of an old classic. I was kind of, I don't know if I've ever made this like abundantly clear, but I love comedy. Like, I love stand up.
Yeah.
And I was just watching old, dude, you ever watch Mitch Hedberg?
Not really, no.
Dude, Mitch Hedberg's so funny. He's got a joke. He goes, I used to do drugs. I still do them, but I used to do them too. he has one that I heard today that I'd never heard before. Was, I love cottage cheese. I want to try some other dwelling cheeses at another time. How fucking
like RV
fun.
Cheese. You got, yeah, like, yeah. Empire State Building
Dude,
cheese.
He has a whole thing. He's like, I would not want to be eating mobile home cheese in the case of a tornado. It would be disastrous. Like, he's so fucking funny, and he just says silly shit. Like, he's got one about, he's like, I love a turkey club, but I'm not even a member. He's like, really, do you funny. Like to eat your sandwiches with a third piece of bread in the middle? I do. Maybe we should start a club. So I was just watching old stand-up, and I started watching George Carlin. And George Carlin has the infamous seven words you can't say on TV.
Yeah.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. And I think those should be in the 25 cent.
You see, I don't know. I don't think tits is a 25 cent word.
It was also done in the 70s.
Yeah,
it was a different time. He would get arrested for doing that. Him and Lenny Bruce. Him and Lenny Bruce would get, like, Lenny Bruce would get on stage and curse and talk about, like, having sex with his wife, and he would get arrested. I don't know if he was talking about having sex with his wife and get arrested, but his act would get him arrested.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, George Carlin has a whole thing in there about, like, about when someone has a list of dirty words or foul words, and he kind of goes through the whole, like, they're obscene, and they're this, and they're that, and they're this, and it's... But it's this whole thing, and he's like, but you never know what the dirty words you can't say are because they're somebody else's words. Hmm. Like, somebody, like, to me, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits are fine words. You should be able to say
them. Ain't that but a thing. Yeah.
Like, but, like, go say that in front of your grandmother. Like, in that order.
I think I've said a majority of these words in front of my grandmother.
Okay, but not everybody's grandparents are from the old country.
Yeah.
But do you understand?
I wouldn't say that in front of Neen.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
I'd get
slapped. Exactly. Like,
I apologize when I say shit in front of her, even though she loves the word shit.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's adorable. But
I'll be like, shit, fuck, no.
Shit, fuck, goddamn, sorry, Grant, fuck. But, I also have Italian and Sicilian, and anything – I think this
Sicilian's
one,
definitely a 25-cent word.
I think this one should be kept on there. Anything that attacks a group of people, regardless of whether or not you knew it was offensive or not. And here's why I kept that.
So, like, those fun words, like tranny.
I can't say that.
You can't say that.
I can't.
Unless you've got something to tell me.
But, like, I also can't say, like, I can't, like, the only time, and tell me if you think I should censor this, like, the only time I could ever say this is if I'm going to go out and smoke a fag in London.
That is fine.
You know what I mean? But if That's I said, fine. Like, if I said in America, I'm going to go smoke a like, that sounds like I'm going to shoot a gay person.
Like, where's the gun? Like,
you know what I mean? Like, so, like, there's different ways. So, like, anything that attacks a group
it's
of people.
It's context.
Yes, but anything that attacks a group of people, whether or not you knew it was offensive, is because recently I learned that the term Eskimo is technically offensive.
Oh, yeah. And to the Inuit people.
Yes. And I actually learned that on Lizard Brains. We were talking – I forget how it happened. I forget how it came up, but I said Eskimo. They said, you can't say that. I was like, what do you mean? I went to school with a girl that her nickname was the Eskimo and this and that and da-da-da. And that's why I want to throw it on that 25-cent word list, because you'll never say it again.
Right.
You'll
yeah.
always have the connotation of, oh, I said this.
There's like other words that are like that people still like use.
Yeah.
And like still make like content on, like censor this, but like the word is like super mad offensive to the Romani people.
Okay, I'm actually gonna keep this conversation in there because growing I'm gonna censor you saying that, but growing up, that's what I was told we were.
Really?
Because when I, cause my, the one thing that Olive and I have bonded over the years is that we're both first generation Americans. And my dad said to us, I was like, where, like, what is our makeup? He's like, we're gypsies. We traveled. So
yeah,
to
mean,
me,
travelers, yeah.
To me, that's not like a slur. I understand that that's a slur now, but to me, that just means a group of people who traveled. And that's what my, like, I can't take a fucking ancestry. Like, I know on my dad's side where it goes. My sister took an ancestry, and I'm like mostly North African. Like,
that's like mad cool.
I'm like a large chunk of North African, and then that, Sardinian Mediterranean mix. So I'm like all right there, and I got like a little bit of,
you know, the fine wine and bread country.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just a lot of carbs and beautiful women. Like, but to me, that word didn't mean anything. And I could have went out and been like, oh, look at these oopsies. And it could have been offensive. And like,
yeah,
here's the thing. I don't think me saying this in this context is wrong because I'm explaining something and explaining my side of the story. And I'm not using it in a derogatory sense.
Yeah.
But you can't do it with...
Let's be, like, perfectly clear in this entire segment. We're not trying to make anyone uncomfortable.
No. But a
word... just trying to talk about, like, what words, like, that they, like... Words, yeah, they have meaning, but also it's the kind of force you put behind your words.
Yes. So also, like...
Like, I could say to you, I love the fuck out of you, my friend. And, like, that's not... That's, like, not a curse word. It's, like, a term of endearment.
Okay, okay. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah.
So, like, another thing, the term cocksucker, like, is that to demean somebody who sucks cock? Like, does that mean that someone who is a cocksucker, are you making fun of them for calling them gay? But yeah. Women do it. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but men do it too. So... Yeah.
All sorts of people do it.
But do you understand? Like, it's if you take nothing out of this segment, I'm trying to make you think about language. Like,
yeah.
So that's why I wanted to add the if it attacks a group of people. Now we right. can talk about where we're going to put everything in a minute. But okay. The $1 tier, and this one I will not change on. This is one of the few that I will not change.
You're about to say it, aren't you?
I have to say it. And it's going to hurt me to say this, but I have to say it for the context.
I can't fucking believe that.
I have to say it for the context. I am not going to censor this episode because we're saying it excessively at this point. Like, in general.
You're going to say this. I cannot believe you're going to freaking say this.
You act like I'm not the reason why we can't fucking say this. You don't think this hurts me? The $1 word is Matthew Perry. What do you want to say, fucking Chandler from Friends? So
you fucking Chandler ass bitch.
So you cannot say his wretched name.
Mm-hmm.
That's one I'm not willing to move on. So what do you think about this list?
I think it's a good list. I think this really it does cover a lot of bases, but I think we need let's get a more even spread.
Okay,
let's talk about
over time.
Yeah, and dollar values. I think we should move. We should create a 10-cent tier.
How many tiers do you want to have? Because I feel like having too many tiers is going to make it complicated.
Okay.
Because if you want to do 5 tiers, a 1-cent word, a 5-cent word, a 10-cent word, 25, and then a dollar, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, can we change this one to 10?
Yeah, sure.
But then reevaluate the severity of these words.
Okay, so. Here's the thing. I think we should put cops, police, and pigs in one.
In like $1?
No, 1 cent.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm definitely okay with that.
Okay.
That way they could be closer to the fuck 12.
How do you feel about cock, pussy, ass, dick, twat, and pecker?
I mean, all at once? I think these are fine.
I like them because they're like two words, like dumb ass, jackass, dickhead, chicken
shit.
Are you
talking about these?
The 10 cent words. I'm sorry, that's what I thought you had highlighted. I apologize.
Okay. So we've got bitch, bastard, asshole, dumbass, jackass, dickhead, chicken shit, goddamn, peckerhead.
pronounce Mirnon.
Mirnon. I think these are fine.
Okay.
I think we should move Italian and Sicilian off the 25 cent tier.
Sure. Can we put... I think we should get rid of Italian in general.
Yeah, Italian's fine.
I think Sicilian, we should make a 5 cent word. I think that's really funny to have Sicilian as a 5 cent word.
Yeah. And my personal opinion is that tits belong in the 10 cent category, or 5 cent.
Okay.
But because they're a part of the, like, accursed 7, I will bend and let them stay here.
So here's my thing. Shit and tits, mm-hmm. I would move tits to 5 and shit to 10. The only thing, this is like the, did you ever see the racial draft from Chappelle?
Yeah.
This is like the racial draft of curse words. I would move them. And I want you to tell me if I sound like a fucking idiot, if I'm gatekeeping myself. It's the tradition of it. Like,
I think
shit, piss, fuck, cunt,
cocksucker,
motherfucker, tits are all... It's the 7 dirty words.
Yeah.
Like, those are the 7.
Yeah, I think this is fine.
Do you have any that you'd like to add?
I honestly think that... I don't know if Peckerhead even belongs here.
What do you think? I don't think
Pecker's a bad word.
You don't think so?
I don't think so at all.
I hate the word. I don't say it. There was a couple other words like I hate the word turd. I wasn't going to put that on there because I already don't say it.
I never say the word pecker. I don't think it's a bad word.
Okay, we can get rid of it. I'm cool getting rid of it.
I think it's describing what one bird does.
Sure. Get rid of the head version too.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Can we keep Jackass if we're referring specifically to the MTV hit show?
Oh, so that's – yeah. Like, so that's the thing. Like, and I wanted to make this – and I'm sorry I didn't establish this sooner. But if you're reading a quote from something, it doesn't count. So, like, if MTV has a new show called Shit, Piss, Fuck, Cunt, Cocksucker, Motherfucker, Tits.
Wait, what's it called? I didn't get that.
Shit, Piss, Fuck, Cunt, Cocksucker, Motherfucker, Tits. CPFCCMFT. Like, if they come out with that show, like, and that's the name of the show, you have to, like, you can't get around saying that unless you acronymize it. Did you know that? Did you know there's a bunch of words that YouTube automatically demonetizes?
I did know that.
Do you know what some of them are?
I do.
I meant to make this, like, part of...
I know that stuff like kill, rape, coronavirus.
Let me get the list up because it's really interesting. If you hear something, I'm sorry. Hold on. This is from a feller whose name is Andrew Platt, YouTube Analyzed. He has a Google Doc, which I'll have Olive link in the description below. And there's just demonetized words. And there's three versions. There's a lightly shaded piss, a medium shade, and a very dehydrated shade of piss, meaning possible, likely, very likely. 69, 420, 911.
Can you send this to me so I can see it?
Yeah, sure. Me Too is on there. 8chan, ass, asshole. There's a bunch. There's a bunch of like really funny ones that I was looking through. It's in Host Lounge. There's abortion. Able is in there. Abusive. Adolf Hitler, AIDS, Al-Qaeda. This, if we ever get monetized, this episode will not be monetized. AIDS, of course. Allegation, Amanda Todd, Antifa, Anus, anybody, AR. What else is here? Armenian genocide, which I don't know enough about. Ass assassin, sorry, Papa. Ass clown, ouch. Ass fuck, asshole. Autistic.
Funnily enough, there's some really interesting ones that are monetized.
No, there's a bunch of these on here that like don't make sense. Like, oh, Barack Obama, why?
Well, all the green ones are monetized.
But they're monetized for now, but there's ones I'm looking at. I'm not looking at all words. I'm looking at demonetized, which at the bottom there's another thing there.
Oh, is there like another?
There's like another hole? Tab. Like there's a abdominal. Okay. ABDL, which I didn't know what that meant. It was adult baby diaper lover. Like I had to Google that shit. You can't talk about that. Fucking rip pamper chew.
Yeah, of course.
Here's my favorite one. You ready for my favorite list?
Mm-hmm.
Bond, bondage, bone, bone cancer, boned, boner, bones, bong, boob, boobies, boobs, booby, booking, bookings, boobs, 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 bootleg booty booty call.
Okay, Doom, calm down.
Bukkake, bulge, bullying, bully.
Brittany.
Like, dude, Elliot Roger. I couldn't believe cannabis, cancer, cannabidiol, cannabutter, cannon, caps. Charlie Hebdo.
Butthole, buttfucker.
Chuck. Is Cuck on here? Probably.
Bites? As in, like, computer bites?
Yeah, there's a bunch of cock-sucked, cocksucker, cocksuckers, cocksucking.
Cardiovascular.
Columbine. Communism. Condom. Condoms. Confined. Like, they're corpse? Apparently not, because fucking Corpse Husband is a huge channel.
Yeah.
Cuck. Cuckold. Cucumber. Cultures. Cum. Cum dumpster. Cum guzzler. Cum and cums. Like...
Those are some nice ones.
CZN Burback? CZN Burback. You know who that is?
No.
That's that chef. Burak.
Oh, really?
Burak? Yeah, that's that chef that, like, he always smiles and chops onions really fast. Dank?
Convicted cookbook, Coomer,
yeah.
Copy, cornhole.
Oh, here's Corona. Another good one. You ready for another good one?
Sure.
Ejaculated, ejaculates, ejaculating, ejaculations, like fucking El Chapo, elections, election fraud, elections, anti-vax is on here somewhere. So, like.
Oh, I found some good ones.
Let me hear it. Easy? Like, easy?
Hold on. We've got F-U-C-K, F-U-C-K, E-R, F-U-C-K, F-O-R-D, F-U-C-K.
Face.
Face, faces, facial, fac, fag, fag, fucker, fag, 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 fag.
Can I leave that in? Can I leave this in? I love when it's spelled with one G. That makes me laugh because, you know, it's just some ignorant idiot who doesn't know how to fucking spell.
I hope somebody makes some freaking kinetic text of this.
I hope if anything comes out of this episode, it's kinetic text. Yeah, so like
this is fucking crazy,
dude. Here's a bunch of them: gay, gay lord, gay marriage, gay pride, gay ass, gay fuck, gays, gay sex, GD, GDI, gender, genital herpes, genital warts, genitals, genocide, gentleman, genuinely, geometry, George, Gestapo, like.
Gestapo.
Yeah, gay spelled with an E, ghetto, gay spelled with an EH, handjob, handjobs, hang, happy tree friends, HDTV, like some of them are wild, homewrecker, all caps, homo, homoerotic, homie, spelled like homo, homophobe, yeah. Like dude, honky. Some of these are fucking... Like, here's a bunch of weird ones. Jackie, nuts. Jacking off, jack off, Jackson, Jacksonville, Java, Jaguar, jailbait.
Go to line 1393.
Illegal. Oh, wait, no. 1393. I'm Rick James. I'm Rick James, bitch. So, like, here, so again, this is like the Ku Klux Klan, Kyler.
That's like a good one to demonetize.
Yeah, but though. like, there's a bunch of, like, lease, legs, lesbian, lesbians, lesbo, lesbos, less, lessons, let's, Lexi, LGBT, LGBTQIA+, lick, licking, Liechtenstein.
Damn, fuck those guys. That's a whole ass country.
What, Liechtenstein?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just thought of the artist.
I could be wrong.
Like... some of this is crazy. Some of this is really wild.
I'm like blown away.
Yeah.
Oh no. 1510.
I'm in the 2000s. Hold on.
Hold on. You gotta go. Do you want me to give you the honors of this little 15, tangent?
Oh.
Hold on. Wait. Oh. I'm gonna start with jerk, jerk off, jerk off. Jesse Slaughter, Jessica, Jews.
But yeah, dude, you know who Jesse Slaughter is?
No.
Consequences will never be the same. Dude, look up Jesse Slaughter.
John Wayne Gacy.
Yes, Joe Biden.
What the fuck did he do?
Democrats, there's the N-word on here a fucking numerous amount of times.
A many times.
Like, nug nuke, nurse nursing, nut nutsack, nuts nutsack.
Lots nuttin'. About masturbating and yeah. Marijuana.
Yeah, Oompa Loompa. Oral lots sec.
Of permutations of motherfucker.
Yeah. And then there's like, where is it? There's pansy, panty, panties, pants, panty, pantyhose. Pete Dude. Wentz. Pete, who the fuck is Pete Wentz?
The main Fallout boy.
Oh.
Go to number 1852.
You're so behind.
I know. I'm just going through at my own pace.
1852. Pineapple. I hope somebody gets that somewhere. Dude, 294 R. Kelly. Quirk, yeah, Queef, right. Quizno, Quinton.
Ooh, police brutality's on here.
Racism. Yeah, but Black Lives Matter is on here as a restricted word, but BLM isn't.
Mm.
Restaurant, Rev, Revenue, Reddit. Reverse Cowgirl, Revolutionary, RFC, Rika.
Roblox.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, Rule 34. Do you want to blast from the past?
Sure. Rucka Rucka Ali?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I fucking was dying when I read that earlier. So, again, the point that I'm trying to get at with this entire segment...
You're going
to
have some fun editing this episode.
I know. The entire point that I'm trying to get at with this episode, with this segment of this episode, WAG? What is WAG? Is that... listen to what you're saying. Like, I'm not trying to be like... but, like, Xbox and then the N-word. That's really fucking funny. That's incredibly funny to me. As someone who played Xbox during the 360 era... Zoomies. Here, hold on. Let me just read. Jesus, let me just read these Z's. Crazy. Zinabab, Zimbia, Zion, Malik. I don't know who that is. Zealand, Zit, Zombie Apocalypse, Zoophilia, Zorb, Zora, Zulu, Zoomies.
So, YouTube algorithm.
Is that you can't say that?
It's one of the restricted.
Get the
words.
Fuck out of here. YouTube,
it's like a
poop.
Light. Shaded one.
Yeah, which means it could happen. It's not sure. That's another thing. That's like the problem with it. All right. So are you okay with this list that we've just devised of words that we can no longer say on the show? Not that we can't say them, if we say them, there are some things that have to go with
it. I'm okay with this.
Now, after this segment, once this segment ends, this goes into effect.
Great.
So before we go into the next segment, being the lore that we're finally getting to.
An hour into recording.
Well, we had to have some talks and shit, but yeah. Do you want to thank some people?
I do.
I would like to thank some people.
So we've got some lovely folks that make this program possible. They're over on our Patreon.
And
I've got some people to thank. Because of you, we can make this show possible.
We can yell at each other a bunch of curse words.
Mm-hmm. And the occasional slur.
See, my thoughts of this episode, it's either going to like...
We should just title it, "We Say Slurs Here."
No, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
But like, it's what's either going to happen with this episode is it's going to be normal, or we're going to get some fucking shit for this one.
Mm-hmm.
But either way... The way I look at it is if you felt something, then you're alive. So, you know what I mean?
So I've got some people to thank.
Let's thank those people.
First off, I'm going to thank Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Then I'm going to thank Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Then we have Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
And finally, we have Bones Jones.
Thank you, Bones Jones.
Thank you so much, guys. Because of you, this show is possible.
Shout out to Bones for helping me on stream.
Hell yeah, Bones.
Yeah. Cool. Would you like to get into this lore?
I would love to.
So, if you've been following along at home for these past few weeks, we've been doing a series on the DLC antagonists. Now, Olive and I had a conversation before before we started recording that neither of us fucking remember Point Lookout whatsoever.
That was 25 cents, bucko.
Yeah, it is. Okay, don't worry. It's a learning curve. But we don't remember it.
I don't remember Point Lookout at all, except that there's some hillbilly mutants and a scary carnival.
I don't even remember the carnival.
I don't know why. I remember a scary carnival.
There's a boardwalk with like boardwalk
games.
Yeah,
like that.
Okay. That's it. I don't really remember much of it. I remember that even though I don't remember it, this Desmond Lockhart we're about to speak about a little bit is one of the main inspirations for Ron Goulman because he has facial hair.
Hmm.
He wears a wig and there's another ghoul in right outside of Underworld who's the Aqua Pura salesman who wears a wig. And that was another dude who was a big inspiration for Ron. A couple people that like I used to work with and for are big inspirations for Ron. But Desmond having the mustache, I was like, okay, that means ghouls can have mustaches. And then I gave Ron a little mustache. So the thing about Point Lookout is not only did I not remember it, I don't remember who the quote unquote antagonist is of the movie. or the, of the game, of the DLC. So I looked it up, but I remember Desmond and Calvert, who is a brain just in a jar, is quote unquote the antagonist.
Okay, I don't know who that even is.
Yeah, he has something to do with the tribals. So I'm going to give you both. I'm going to give you Desmond first, because you meet him first, and then I'm going to give you Calvert.
Cool.
So here's a little two-part for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Desmond Lockhart is a pre-war ghoul living in the Calvert Mansion in 2277. Now, him being a ghoul, he's pre-war, and he's originally from the UK. Shout out the UK.
Shout out the UK.
Because I don't know what it is. You're my favorite. We have, like, a lot of people who listen in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you guys. But his date of birth is 2027.
Ooh.
So how old was he? He was 50
mm-hmm.
when the bombs went off. Before the bombs dropped, Desmond was a player in the British intelligence at the highest level. Desmond's motives and obsessions have been secretly affected by the apocalyptic devastation of the planet. Desmond and those he would consider his peers knew for some time that the Great War was inevitable. Facing nuclear holocaust, global leaders and members of the intelligence committee made their personal bids for survival in the new world. FEV, cryogenic stasis, AI consciousness, even in Desmond's case, controlled exposure to normally lethal doses of radiation were among the wildly risky and experimental techniques pursued in the name of survival in a world without a modern infrastructure. Old rivalries and vendettas were not forgotten in the ash of nuclear winter. Those who managed to survive quickly set about doing what the bombs had not, wiping out any remnants of the old world that may be a threat to personal and political agendas, because you can't kill greed. Even when so long after they should have all died naturally, these scattered figures seek power and jealously guard their secrets. Desmond's mission has since long ceased to be political or ideological. He knew, as experience has proven tenfold, that as long as his colleagues lived, he would be hunted. His purpose is simple: kill or be killed. He is responsible for ridding Calvert of his body due to the two having a raging vendetta against each other. Other than that, one can ultimately be resolved by one of their deaths. So it doesn't really go into who he was before, just that he's kind of looking to kill this man.
Which, like, more power to him.
So there's some fun stuff about his notes here. He actually, in the game, I think I'm going to read it, so I'm going to save it for it. Some of his dialogue hints to Desmond being British. His English accent and dialogue, of course his English accent. His English accent and phrasing supports that. His general accent and use of a soft A when pronouncing such words as, and this doesn't count, as bastard and fast, so I guess bostard and fast, are typical English accent called the received pronunciation. He also has some hints of an American accent, producing what is sometimes called a mid-Atlantic accent. Professor Calvert also refers to Desmond as Limey, a semi-derogatory term for the British. That's not on our list.
Yeah.
Another hint is that when asking about Nadine, he will use the term bird. That's a great – I have a story about that.
That's a good one.
Bird, which is an informal way of saying a girl used in England. If the player character fails a speech check to be more paid for working with him, he'll tell them they're not getting a fucking pence until you're done, pence being a measure of British currency. Real quick, story about a bird. I used to play Xbox Live back in the day, and for some reason I had a football game and I would play random matches against people. And one dude I used to play against was a British dude, and we were talking about the differences of living in America versus living in, London. I think that's where he was at the time. And he's the first person that ever told me about women being referred to as birds.
The first time I ever heard that was when my dad said it.
Really? Mm-hmm. How did he use it? Do you remember?
No.
No? Okay. I just remember.
It's just like something that's in his vocabulary.
Well, I remember him telling me, I go, why you call them birds? He goes, because they're fucking all over the place. I was like, all right, cool.
It's true, we are. Yeah.
Together with Snowflake, Desmond is the only ghoul with a full head of hair. And is the only ghoul besides Raoul and Grex in New Vegas with facial hair. There's another ghoul named Grifton in Broken Steel who appears to have hair, but is actually wearing a wig. Broken fucking Steel. That's like 75 cents. I totally forgot to mention the DLC we were supposed to do is Broken Steel, mm-hmm. but it's just a continuation and I didn't want to do the Enclave a second time.
Right.
And especially with the length of this episode. Desmond swears far more than almost any other character in the game, second only to Mayor McCready in Little Lamplight. He's an essential character, but he can die, so he drops an ear if you have it, and he gives quests. Now, again, like I say, I try to say in every episode, I get all of my lore off of fallout.fandom.com. So for the second one, we're going to go to Calvert. Calvert's got a little bit of a longer dialogue or a wiki entry. And it's Professor Calvert, also known as the Brain and the Transcendent One amongst the tribals. When one of the inhabitants of
Point... That's all that you can refer to me as from now on, the Transcendent One.
he was one of the inhabitants of Point Lookout in the year of 2077 to 2277 and serves as the main antagonist in Point Lookout. See, I remember Desmond being somewhat of the antagonist, but sure. Professor Calvert...
I think it's because he's a little bit of a shyster.
Shyster? That's a good word. Mm-hmm. That's a 10-cent word, but not in a bad way.
No.
No, you never heard that before? Like, oh, it's a, like when you use a big word, that's a 10-cent word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Professor Calvert, once a brilliant government scientist, is now reduced to a power-mad brain in a jar. I think the next DLC we're talking about is power-mad brains in a jar, ironically enough. Or no, maybe not ironically enough, funnily enough. I don't think that's ironic. Retains his brilliance, but hundreds of years in isolation have left him a maddened scheming figure, constructing elaborate plans to dominate the rest of the world. Now that he has a way of contacting people outside of his lab, he intends to follow through on his plans, especially if he can include revenge on Desmond, the agent responsible for him having a lack of a living body. Pre-war, Professor Calvert was a member of the prestigious and influential Calvert family before the Great War, and accredited expert in the field of cognitive robotics. He survived the war by extracting his brain from his body and preserving it in an underground lab and using experimental robo-brain technology. This technology has allowed him to survive for over 200 years and develop the ability to telepathically communicate with people over a long range. Hold on a second. Is he a psyker?
Ooh.
I don't think
so.
Good
question.
I don't think he is.
He is a psyker.
Would you see it on here?
Yeah, it's under his race on the little, like,
oh, shit. Cybernetic psyker brain. Cool, 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 cool. Okay. So him and the antagonist in Fallout 3 are psykers. Cool, cool, cool. As a brain in a jar, his ultimate goal is to use his power to achieve psychic domination over the Maryland area. Standing in the way of this goal is Desmond Lockhart, who is one responsible for putting Calvert in the jar. The battle of the two rivals continue as the professor becomes a god to a local tribal cult. Despite the cult's usefulness as a living agent and tools, the professor is frequently frustrated by their misinterpretation of his orders as a religious instruction. After the tribals fail to kill Desmond and destroy the psychic jamming device, he learns, by contacting the mind of the Lone Wanderer, that the jamming device is ready to be installed on the top of the Ferris wheel to completely block his powers. Calvert then asks the Lone Wanderer to destroy the device rather than install it. In some cases, after killing Calvert, the player will occasionally receive a pop-up. The brain is unconscious. This is typically due to...
The brain is unconscious.
That'd be a really good album name for like a...
like a concept like album?
I'm thinking like some kind of like subliminal, like lo-fi, like like space sounds.
Okay, kind of. I'm kind of going for like a lo-fi, spacey, kind of grungy, really dirty concept album about like going through a really hard time.
Yeah, actually, that would make a lot of sense.
Just the brain is unconscious. The brain is unconscious.
Me every Friday night. brain is unconscious.
This is typically due to a hostile non-player character attacking an essential and normally inaccessible conversation stand-in located near the Wonder Wheel. In Fallout New Vegas, when Mr. House is asked if he's ever been preserved by keeping his brain in a jar, I'm sorry, he's ever been preserved, yeah, like a robo-brain, he will say that this method of preservation will not allow him to maintain his thoughts or personality. However, Calvert mentions that both of these attributes, even though he has been kept alive in the same manner for hundreds of years, but the cost of his sanity as a consequence of such manner. This would be supported in the add-on of Old World Blues, which you're getting a little taste of next week, in which a group of scientists known as the Think Tank have preserved their brain in a similar way to Professor Calvert and have suffered from the same type of insanity, as indicated by... Do you want to do this? Do you want to say
Lobotomite.
It? No, the Dr. Mobius.
Dr. Mobius.
The only reason they have
I just wanted to say lobotomite.
Lobotomite, yeah. Fucking Klein is so much cooler than Mobius. The only reason why the brains haven't wrought havoc. That's a very British way to say that. The only reason the brains have not wrought havoc on the Mojave is they have been forced into a loop, causing them to forget about the existence of the outside world.
Which is awfully convenient for the Mojave Wasteland.
Occasionally, one might find a human version of him near the Wonder Wheel. He cannot be pickpocketed. If attempt to kill him, he will revive in a matter of seconds. This may cause him to become hostile, though he will flee instead of attacking unless a weapon is laying anywhere near him, in which case he will attack the player character while he is dead and cannot be looted. Calvert's
Probably.
I think they make models of people just in general. Like Graham has a model of him without a wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the brains of the Think Tank, Calvert has developed psychic abilities. This is because he is using a modified version of biomed gel. That's everything, friend. That's everything on our two people.
That is some actually good information. It helped me to kind of reframe Point Lookout, because I still don't remember anything of it.
I remember loving it when I played it, but I don't really remember it.
I think I'm going to go back and try it.
Yeah? Yeah. You should do the Fallout 4 one. You should support those. The dude who's in charge of it died.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the dude who was in charge of Capital Wasteland, like, just died.
Are you kidding me?
He was, like, one of the head modders. He died a few months ago. I think he died in January.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like it was almost like a doom situation. Nobody knew what happened. Like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I had no clue. Hold on. Let me just double check. Somebody on a really big mod team recently passed away. Sorry that I don't have all the information. I apologize.
I hope that their families are well.
Yeah, and I meant to send you a screenshot of it so we'd have it for this, but I fucking forgot. I think that's lore, though, pal. Palarino with cheese. I think you have something you need to attend to.
I have a plant.
Spring him closer to the camera.
Hello, my new love.
How big will this little plant get?
I don't know. It depends if I forget to water him or not.
Okay. Male, female, what's the deal?
I don't know. I'm thinking some gender non-conforming plant species. I don't think it's time to put them in a box yet.
Wait. Okay. We asked on a previous episode, and then we forgot for two episodes. of what we were going to name your little succulent. We asked Discord the other night.
My little suck boy.
We have some YouTube comments. You want to read off the list?
I have a list from various sources, be it recommendations of in-person names, Discord names, and YouTube names.
Okay.
In no particular order, I just grabbed them as I remembered them.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jason.
Okay.
Which, if I were to choose Jason, I would spell it J-S-O-N, like the file format, because I'm a nerd.
Okay.
There's also Herbert.
I like Herbert.
Like the Daring Dashwood.
Well, do you know what the reference is there?
No, I don't think I do.
It's Harold the Tree in 3. That's what I thought it was. Because someone put that in Discord, and that's why I put... I commented under it. Let me see. Let me read it verbatim. When they put it there. Where the there it is. It was Bones. Bones said Herbert, and I go, sometimes I call him Herbert instead of Bob because I get bored and I think it's funny.
And then from that conversation, I also derived Hobo.
Ooh, I like Hobo.
I kind of like Hobo.
I like Hobo.
Some other names I got on YouTube, I got Fox.
Good
and
one.
I also got Graham.
Good one.
Because we were talking about Joshua Graham recently. You recommended Atreus because we've been playing God of War.
Yeah.
Sonny. And a friend of mine recently recommended Suckboy.
Suckboy.
Yes, spelled Suckboi.
I can tell you which name I don't want the plant to have.
Suckboy.
Yes.
Would you prefer Suckwoman? So what do you think? I think we've got a decent spread of names.
I thought you were going to put them in like a randomizer and let the randomizer choose.
I thought we were going to discuss the merits of each name.
I like Hobo a lot.
I think, honestly, Hobo kind of feels right.
I like Hobo. I like Herbert.
I like Herbert and Hobo. What about Herbo?
Herbo?
Yeah.
There's a rapper named G Herbo. I never
listened
to him.
Like Herbo Fully Loaded.
That's fucking... Yeah. Sure.
I think I'm actually going to go with Herbo.
Herbo?
Yeah, so welcome to the ARH family, Herbo.
You know Taylor Swift uses 4chan?
What?
Taylor Swift named her cat using 4chan.
That's crazy. At least I didn't do that.
Yeah,
it right, like... Herbo, welcome to the desk. May you never Herbo. Get watered.
You know who I hope gets watered?
Shane Ivers?
Yeah, this is a long episode, isn't it? Oh my
After
god.
After we dry him off, he can make our intro music, Feather Duster. If you want to get that, you can get it at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather-duster-vince.
Yes.
Say some words at me.
Banana, yellow, submarine, grandma, phone.
Rhubarb.
Penis. Do you remember Mission Hill?
Yes, I remember.
It's one of my favorite jokes in Mission Hill. The guy grabs his phone, penis.
oh no, I just watered Herbo and he peed on me. Damn it.
Can I go back to the show?
Oh yeah, you can do that.
Please follow us. There's a link to my Twitter, Olive's Twitter, the show's Twitter. There's also a link down there to our Discord. Join the Discord. They help name the plant. Even if it's half of the name, they help name the plant. The succulent, little Herbo.
Still potty.
Wait, hold on. What about Hobart?
Only on a full moon.
Okay. That made me think of Hogarth from Iron Giant. How fucking good is Iron Giant? All right. So, where was I? I've totally forgotten.
We were talking about
make sure you follow the end us. Of the show. Thank you to our Patreon. If you want to see us get a little better, the option for Patreon is there. There's also Redbubble where you could buy a shirt, some stickers, just stuff with a bunch of logos that we made.
Please give us money on Patreon. I've got children to feed.
there's just thanks for being around. This was a long episode. Thanks for sticking around.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. I don't really leave us a like where you can find us anywhere a podcast can be downloaded. What else?
More importantly, leave us a comment. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, I get it that like
tell us anything. Tell us to have a good day.
Well, I would like some. I would like genuine feedback, not just fake and gay. Like that's an old YouTube meme.
I'm freaking both.
But like I'd like some genuine feedback. I'd like an idea or two. I'd like to get everybody involved. Everybody, mm-hmm. Everybody's brains moving, meshing, melding.
And the best place to do that is on our Discord.
Yeah, it's also in the YouTube comments.
Also in the YouTube
comments. Fall asleep with the YouTube playlist on. I don't think that's against TOS, and if it is, I apologize. I feel like I just thank you. Thank you for being here. This has been a fun hour and change. Actually, now
that's definitely what it has been for us.
Yeah, it's been well for behind the curtain. It's like an hour and 32 minutes right now. Depending on how long of the stuff I have to cut out, we might actually make time. It might be about 10 minutes here or there, but
I'm going to bed.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Be safe.
Good night. I love you all. Goodbye.
See you later. Bye. Be safe. Thank you for everything. Wait, hold on. Olive. Wait, I gotta tell you something. You ready?
Can I stop the recording?
No, don't.
Okay.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Alright, bye.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast. A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.